Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
So a lot of our listeners may be in the car right now, or it seems a good time to talk about a stoplight anyway. So green, yellow, and red. So we could say green means go, red means stop, but let's not think of the stoplight as a command to us. Let's think of it as a tool to keep us safe as we're trying to get where we want to go. Well, the same is true with your retirement plan. It's really there to support us, and those lights it shines our way are warnings to make sure that we're aware of what could happen. So we've got green money, which is protection. We've got yellow money, which is savings. And of course, we've got red money, which is growth. What do you think, John?
We always talk about it, Steve, as buckets of money. Okay, and so which bucket of money are you putting your stuff into? Like or green money, I mean, you have to pay the bills on a monthly basis. You know, you have to put food on the table. You know, you're put gas in the car. You got medical bills that come in on a monthly basis. And then, like I said, the savings money, the yellow money, our second buckets of money, we call it, for retirement. You know, you got a checking savings. You put money aside for your retirement, like fixed annuities, something where you cannot lose any of your principal. Understanding where you're at in the ball game. You know, other people want to set money aside every single year for a vacation, your vacation fund. But what you do not want to do is be pulling money from the wrong account. Because if you pull money, say, from an IRA or your 401k, the first person sitting there waiting for a portion of it is Uncle Sam. So we try to sit down with our clients to do an income plan. We try to sit down and say, okay, where do they have their money at? What buckets are they there? And understand the purpose for it. Yeah, I sat with a client a couple of days ago. Perfect example. They were looking to purchase a house up in Michigan, a lake property, and they were going to pull the money out of their retirement account. I said, Mike, if you do that, you're going to pay 30% more for that. He says, what do you mean? He says, well, we're only looking to put down 20%. Well, 20% of this place was going to be close to $100,000. Well, Mike, I said, if you pull that from your IRA, you're going to have to pull about $130,000 to get your 100. So right there, you just lost 30% of your value. I said, their current home they have is completely paid off. And I said, take a line of credit out on your house. I said, interest rates right now are at an all-time low. And now you're getting the tax deduction. Because otherwise, they'd be taking money out, losing 30% of their retirement account, and they have zero tax deductions. Because it's just the two of them. At least the interest, they'll be able to write off in their taxes.
Well, that makes sense. And, you know, losing 30% of your money, that doesn't make any sense.
I think the biggest misconception people have, especially when it comes to their retirement account, oh, I got $600,000. Oh, I got $800,000. Well, you don't. All a 401k or an IRA is an IOU to the government. Somebody's going to pay taxes on it, whether it's yourself, your spouse, or your children when they inherit it. So by setting that up correctly, and we do a lot of this with people, it's like kind of a Roth IRA conversions on steroids. We take advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code, where we show people how to convert these taxable assets into a tax-free asset, so get rid of the government. And you can do it over a period of time, and where the people themselves are actually not writing the checks for the taxes. It comes out of the product itself. So I think it's who pays more in taxes, Steve? Is it the informed or the uninformed? I mean, these things have been around forever. In fact, even inheriting money from your parents, learning how to stretch an IRA, taking advantage of the multi-generational distribution option, where prior to 2001, our listeners, if they inherited money from a parent, they had two choices. They took it in a lump sum or a five-year payout. Today, after 2001, now your children could be 40 years old or 50 years old. Roll the money, leave it as an IRA, and take a required minimum distribution at their current age, whether it's 50, whether it's 40, whether it's 30. Whereas you know yourself, you could not touch your retirement accounts until 59 and a half. Uncle Sam forces us to pull money out of our retirement accounts at 70 and a half. By being able to take advantage of this IRS loophole, or an IRS code, should I say, it's not even a loophole, now we can take the distribution over the client's lifetime. I had a client a few months ago. There were doctors at Payless Hospital, and her mother passed away. She did not need the money. She was a practicing physician herself. She had good income, her and her husband. She had two children, 21 and 24. We were able to skip a generation and leave the money to the grandchildren. Now they received almost $280,000 apiece in their 20s and are taking a required minimum distribution in their 20s. So that $280,000, Steve, is going to turn into almost $3 million for each one of them children just by taking advantage of that IRS code. Again, who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed?
So you're the one to turn to make sure that you've got the right information at the right time.
Absolutely. And I think that is a problem a lot of people have. They just do not know where to go for help. So give us a call. We'll sit down and we'll do a complete analysis on all your portfolios. And there's no charge for it. Just come on in. And again, we'll give you a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle. And we'll sit down and we'll do a complete analysis of all your stuff for you completely free of charge.
Well, that sounds great. It's a great opportunity to really learn and sit down with you to build a financial roadmap. And John Kelly, you're going to translate that for everybody and make it into something very clear and easy to understand. It's a great chance to get a true practical financial review for anybody listening right now. All you have to do is call 800-477-1135. Now, you get that financial review showing you where you are now, but also importantly, maybe more importantly, a roadmap to help get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose, so you call today, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. So, John, the show's really flown by. I want to thank everybody for listening. We hope that you found this information we presented to you helpful, and we look forward again to seeing you next week with new topics and new questions right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.